Better get over there in a hurry.
Right, Skipper.
Woman who phoned in the complaint said he was painted up like an Indian.
Yeah?
Said you never saw a kid do what he was doing.
What's that, Skip?
Chewing the bark off a tree.
2:08 p.m. Bill and I left Georgia Street Juvenile and headed for 1200 Loma Linda Avenue. It was 8 blocks from the office. It took us 4.5 minutes to reach the vacant lot where the strange behaving juvenile was reported to have been seen.
Stand still.
Reality, man, reality. I could see the center of the earth. Purple flame down there, the pilot light. All the way down. Purple flame down there, the pilot light. Pilot light of
He's clean,
all
Joe.
Creation.
Step,
reality.
Please.
Reality.
What's your name, son?
You can see my name if you look hard enough.
Come on now, what's your name?
Don't you know my name? My name's Blue Boy.
What do you think, Joe? Cartwheels?
No sugar cubes. I'll make your bookie's been dropping that acid we've been hearing about. All right, son, you're under arrest. It's our duty to advise you of your constitutional rights. You have the right to remain silent, and any statements you make may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to the presence of an attorney. If you cannot afford one, one will be appointed before any questioning. Do you understand that?
There I am. I'm over there now. I'm not here anymore. My hair is green and I'm a tree.
You ever see anybody this torn up?
Well, it's a cinch he's not strung out on sugar cubes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take him to central receiving.
Come on, son.
Even if your body does die, your mind will live on.
Yeah, we know. Come on.
You're the dirty disbelievers. The evil disbelievers. Evil! Evil! Evil!
All right, come on, son. Settle down.
Brown. Blue. Yellow. Green. Green. Orange. Red. Red, red. Red. I can hear them. I can hear them all.
Yeah, sure you can, kid.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Introduce myself. I am the Maharishi Hashishi Aliganja from Calcutta in India, and I have run away from the state of euphoria where I had presently lived. I have stolen the transmitters of radio-free euphoria. I have also stolen the marijuana bag from Captain Ganja, and also several of Captain Ganja's finest marijuana plants, which I am using as my transmitting antennas. I am broadcasting somewhere over the skies of North America from my very own magic carpet, constructed of high-quality South Indian Pakistani hemp fibers. Please do not adjust your radio dials, or the Maharishi Hashishi Aliganja will not be pleased. Do not disobey the Maharishi. It will not be tolerated. If you would like to send in for a QSL from the Maharishi, then you can write to me at the Voice of the Runaway Maharishi in care of Radio Free Euphoria. P.O. Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895, in the United States of Euphoria. Please enclose 3 mint U.S. 29-cent stamps for return postage. Or the Maharishi will become very, very angry at you. Now, my people. It is time to listen to some music with the Maharishi. And my first selection that I have chosen for you is Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf. Please enjoy the music. You better listen to it. Listen to it good, and listen to it now. Do not adjust your radio dials. Do not displease the Maharishi. It will not be tolerated. Thank you very, very much. Your radio dial. You are listening to the voice of the runaway Maharishi. You can write to us in care of Radio Free Euphoria, P.O. Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895, in the United States of Euphoria. If you wanna be a bird, hello, my people, and welcome to Euphoric Facts and Figures with the Maharishi Hashishi Haliganja. Did you know that an acre of marijuana plants will yield about four times as much paper as an acre full of trees, and you can replace this annually as opposed to years in the case of trees. Did you realize that? Well, meditate upon that fact, will you? The marijuana seed contains nearly as much protein as the soybean does, and it also contains essential oils, which can be very, very beneficial in the removal of plaque from one's arteries, thus reducing the risk of cardiovascular diseases. However, my people, it does not contain any THC, which makes it very, very beneficial and useful for people, both young and old. Also, if you happen to raise birds, as the Maharishi does, then it's a well-known fact that the marijuana seed will help them to live 10 to 20% longer and provide plenty of beneficial oils for their feathers. And if given a choice, my people, these little birdies will choose marijuana seed over any other type of seed upon the planet. Yes, my people, there are many other beneficial uses for marijuana as well, and we will be discussing these further on a future episode of Euphoric Facts and Figures. This has been the Maharishi Hashishi Haliganja. Thank you very, very much for listening to me. You better listen to me.
George Harrison and Ringo Starr in India in 1968 at a birthday party for Mike Love. The song is a tribute to the Maharishi and his philosophy of transcendental meditation. And it's a special birthday present. The Beatles sang this song for Mike.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Please, do not adjust your radio dial. You are listening to the voice of the runaway Maharishi. You can write to us in care of Radio Free Euphoria, P.O. Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895, in the United States of Euphoria.
CQDX, CQDX, this is the Maharishi Hashishi Aliganja, calling all DXs and shortwave listeners and radio amateurs to listen to The Marijuana Bag, a regular feature of the voice of the runaway Maharishi. Marijuana is actually a mildly intoxicating euphoric derivative of the cannabis pollen from a marijuana plant of the male gender. And it is known by the street name of Kip, or else Kifa, in the wonderfully exotic country of Morocco. Did you realize that? Anyways, my people, it is now time to begin to read your letters on the marijuana bag. I'm the Maharishi Hashishi Aliganja, K-O-O-K, radio amateur. Here is the first letter. We have here a letter from George Zeller, the author of the wonderful book, The Pirate Radio Directory. Very good reading material, very educational. Anyways, it goes, Gentlemen, earlier today, I heard a broadcast from your station in the 41-meter shortwave pirate broadcasting band. I am sending you this reception report for the program that I had, with the hope that you will find it to be of interest and value to the engineering staff of your station. And he has quite a bit of details here. Very, very detailed. I like it very, very much. Listen to the receiver that he has. An ICOM ICR 9000. A very high quality and quite expensive communication receiver. Oh boy. Would the Maharishi love to have that receiver? Oh boy. Anyways, there are plenty of details. He included very, very many of these. And also, he included his return postage. So the Maharishi Hashishi Aliganja is very, very pleased. Thank you very much, George. Thank you for writing to me. Okay, my people. Our next letter that the Maharishi has here comes from Skip Howard of Beale Air Force Base in California. And he had a program on December 14, 1992. And it is a very nice letter indeed. The Maharishi enjoys it. But I have to keep it confidential because he's in the military. All I can tell you is his location. And his location is 45 miles north of Sacramento in the Sierra foothills. He would very much like to have an RFEQSL to add to his collection. And he thanks Captain Ganja and says power to the people. And signs it sincerely, Skip Howard. Well, from Captain Ganja's records here, I see he sent you a QSL. In fact, everybody's letters I'm reading tonight, he sent a QSL to. So I hope you enjoy them, because I didn't get one. Not me. My people, we have another letter here, and it comes from a Peter J. Stawicki in Oklahoma. And he says he picked up the relay of RFE on the Voice of the Loon on 7419 AM, but then he tuned it into 7423, lower sideband. And he says here that he listened to me on a realistic DX440, which I believe, because that's what happens with the DX440. You tune about 5 kilohertz away and you pick up the broadcast. They ought to do something about that. In angers the Maharishi, he does not like that. Anyways, he gives me quite a few details here. I really enjoyed his letter. I hope Captain Ganja enjoyed it too, because he doesn't have it anymore. I've stolen all the mail. I've stolen his mail, Iwana bag, and he will never get it back because I'm never coming back to the state of Euphoria. The Maharishi will not go back. No, sir-ry. Next letter comes from John Makey in Grass Valley, California. I like the name of that town, Grass Valley. It reminds me of marijuana. He says he heard a broadcast of a Radio Free Euphoria, which is now the voice of the runaway Maharishi, in case you didn't know, on December 13, 1992, which was actually December 14, 1992 in UTC. So remember that. He said he had difficulty hearing the transmission because the transmitter was drifting constantly between 74.19.0 and 74.19.5. No, it wasn't. That was your receiver. It's not our fault. Then he has a lot of details here, very, very detailed. And he has an ICOM R71A receiver. And that's a very nice receiver. The Maharishi would like that one, too. He wants all of your receivers. Send your receivers to the Maharishi Hashishi Aliganja at once. And he signs it. 73's John Makey. Well, thank you very much, John, for writing in. Please send me your receiver. Thank you. We have another letter here, and it comes from Dave Johnson in Idaho. And it says, hello, I'm pleased to let you know that the recent broadcast of Radio Free Euphoria made its way to North Central Idaho. The broadcast was that of December 14, heard from 0141 to 0209 hours UTC on approximately 7420 kilohertz lower sideband. No, it was not. It was 7419 lower sideband. Remember that, Dave. You were wrong. The Maharishi is right. Okay. He says the signal strength was at a fair level, which is not the Maharishi's fault. It should have been at a very good level. That's your fault. And he says his receiver is a Yaesu FRG7700, which you are going to send to the Maharishi at once if you want to live. Anyways, he has a lot of nice details. It's very detailed, very nicely. I like it. You can keep your receiver. The Maharishi will let you, but everybody else send your receivers to the Maharishi at once. And he has a request here. If you can find time, and my report appears to be in order, which it is, I'd really appreciate a QSL. Thank you very much. And then he also says, I had some laughs and enjoyed the broadcast. I hope you were not laughing at the Maharishi. And I feel that your material contains some valid points. Hope to hear you on the air again in the not-too-distant future. Well, I got news for you, Dave. The future is now. You're hearing me now, I hope. And he signs it, sincerely, Dave Johnson. Well, thank you very much, Dave. Remember, the Maharishi likes you. You're the only one tonight that gets to keep your receiver. Everybody else must send your receivers to the Maharishi. Okay, my people, we have here another letter, and it comes from Jerry Coatsworth of Mellon, Ontario, Canada. And he heard the broadcast of RFE on December 14, 1992, from 0141 to 0209 UTC on a JRC-525 receiver, which he is going to mail to the Maharishi if he knows what's good for him. He has a very nicely detailed reception report. Very many details, in fact. The Maharishi likes this. In fact, the Maharishi has just decided that you two get to keep your receiver. But everybody else, send your receivers to the Maharishi at once. Listen to me. Listen to me good. You'd better listen if you know what's good. The Maharishi directs it. And according to the records, he too received a QSL from Captain Ganja. But Captain Ganja never sends me any QSLs. I hate him! I hate him! Okay, my people, our final letter of this evening's broadcast comes from Paul W. Schellbatter of Faribault, Minnesota. And he sends us a very nicely detailed report indeed. And he even was kind enough to include his latitude, longitude, and elevation. The Maharishi is very, very pleased so far, that is. And now it says here, please verify and acknowledge the following reception report. This is my first time reporting to a free radio station, so I hope I am doing it right. I am sending 3 mint 29 cent postage stamps. I think the program was relayed via WVOL, the voice of the loon. He says here, I loved your show, and I am down with your opinions on the legalization of the beloved cannabis sativa and or cannabis indica. I think it's very cool that you're doing what you're doing, so keep it up and keep the smoking lamp lit, which we do, in fact. I keep it lit every single day. Then he says here, thanks for QSLing this report. Cordially yours, Paul W. Shellbetter. And he has a lot of details here about the date, frequency, and time, and the CO, which is 555. Well, it should be. The Maharishi broadcasts very, very loudly, very, very good. You better hear him. And he has program details at the bottom of this page. He said he had part of a speech by Jello Biafra, whoever the hell that is, for growing more pot for non-smoking uses. And then he says he also had a really funny ad for deliciously different marijuana that talked about paraquat pot. And then he had the Maharishi Hashishi Ali Ganja talking about pot grown from the Holland seed bank seed that makes one involuntarily prop in one's britches. I think he said something about being a potty pooper. Laughed my ass off at that one. What? You laughed your ass off? Never, never, this is blasphemy. Never laugh at the Maharishi. How dare you laugh your ass off at the Maharishi? This will not be tolerated. Never, never in a million lifetimes. You must beg for my forgiveness at once. Mr. Shellbetter, beg for forgiveness. You must take 77 marijuana inhalations in succession. And after each one of these, you must announce, forgive me, Maharishi, for I have transgressed. Hail to the Maharishi Hashishi Ali Ganja. Master of my mind, majesty to the world. Do it, Mr. Shellbetter. Do it now, now.
Hi there, I'm Captain Ganja from Radio Free Euphoria, and you just heard a relay of the voice of the runaway Maharishi. And that was relayed over the homegrown service of Radio Free Euphoria, which was relayed over another pirate radio station as well. Thank you very much for listening tonight. If you'd like a QSL of this broadcast, then you can write to it at the Voice of the Runaway Maharishi in care of Radio Free Euphoria, P.O. Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895 in the United States of Euphoria. Please enclose 3 mint 29 cent U.S. stamps for return postage if you'd like one of the Budman QSLs or a Maharishi QSL. Please specify which type of QSL that you would like to have from us. Thank you for listening tonight. I'm Captain Ganja. Stay high, people.